عز وجل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue our theme, ليالي التمكين، أمثال وحكمة من القرآن الكريم. Nights of empowerment, parables and wisdom from the noble Quran. We habitually tend to overlook the significance of the favors of Allah upon us. And we most often ignore the importance of the basic necessities of life that we do have. Among the many blessings of Allah is the gift of life itself. And among the necessities of life is water. There are constant references in the Quran with numerous verses referring to bahr, to nahr, to bi'r, to ayn. These are rivers or seas or oceans or wells to rain in the Holy Quran. And the Deen of Islam ascribes the most revered qualities to water as a purifying source, as well as a life-giving and a life-sustaining source. A life-giving and a life-sustaining source. Water is the origin of life on earth. And the Quran emphasizes the centrality of water to life and to living when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we have made every living thing from water. It is so common and so familiar that water seems mundane to us, but in actual fact, it is extraordinary. Every day we drink it, we touch it, we wash with it, we wet things, we cook with it, we freeze in it, we swim in it. It's not an ordinary substance. In fact, it is among the most extraordinary substances in the world, despite its abundance on earth. It is the only substance which naturally occurs in all three states of matter. It's the only substance that occurs in all three states of matter, as a liquid, water, as solid, ice, or as water vapor, as gas. And it has a mind-boggling range of benefits, from its all-important life-giving properties and vital importance to the mechanics of the human body, each and every cell and every organ functioning in the body, each and every part of our anatomy, water is the primary sustenance in all of these organs, in all of these cells, in every living organism. But more than that, water is also tahir. It's pure and mutahir. It is a purifying agent. It is pure in itself, and it is a purifying agent. And therein is a tremendous moral lesson for us. Because water is not corrupt in itself, but external forces corrupt it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always when He sends down the rain, whatever water may go up, when it comes down as rain, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. It is He who sends the winds and the clouds, giving good tidings from His mercy. And He sends down water through rain, pure from the sky. The other dimension to the virtues of water in our faith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst numerous other dimensions, mentioned, for example, and I'll mention only two, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Allah once forgave a lady of ill repute. And this lady was a sinful lady, and Allah forgive her, who had passed by a dog who was panting with thirst near a water well. And she could not stand to see the dog dying of thirst. So the hadith document, out of compassion, she فَنَزَعَتْ خُفَّهَا فَأَوْثَقَتْهُ بِخِمَارِهَا فَنَزَعَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. She took off her shoe, tied it to a scarf, and lowered the shoe into the well and drew water from it and gave the dog the water to drink. And Allah says, the Rasul says, فَغُفِرَ لَهَا بِذَٰلِكَ. And Allah forgave her for saving the life of that dog with that water. Also, Sa'ad bin Ubadah in a hadith documented in the Sunan of An-Nisa'i says, I went to the Messenger of Allah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother has died. Can I give charity on her behalf? And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sure, you may give charity on her behalf. And he said, فَأَيُّ صَدَقَ أَفْضَلْ. What is the best charity I can give, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet said, سَقْيُ الْمَاء. In other words, provide drinking water for those who need water. Offering water is thus considered a great act of sadaqah jariyah, a continuous or perpetual charity. Whether it be through availing water or digging a well, bringing this vital source of life to those who need it. So whether saving a life with water, helping people, helping animals, sustaining any form of life with water and through water, we see that water permeates the life of a believer, biologically, physically, and spiritually. So as people of faith, we are exhorted in the Quran to use water to the extent of our need, without abuse or without wastage. And Allah advises us, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink, but do not be excessive. Allah does not love those who waste. 3 points for our reflection. One, water is tasteless, water is colorless, water is odorless. There's no color, it has no taste, it has no smell. It is neutral, in fact. However, it may seem unassuming, but that disguises how crucial it is to life on earth. Water calms. It's a form of therapy. It relaxes. It cleanses. It purifies. It revitalizes. It energizes. It quenches thirst. It sustains life. Water, indeed, is the liquid of life. Life is made from it, and life is sustained by it. Water, the liquid of life. Two, there is a tremendous spiritual lesson for us in the water cycle in the ayah that I mentioned. Because water evaporates, any water evaporates. Dirty water, clean water, sea water, tap water, any water that evaporates, whether it be polluted or clean, and then vaporization takes place, it is re-transformed from gas state to a liquid state through condensation, and then like a process of tazkiyah. Never mind what water goes up, when it comes down, it goes through cleansing. What we try to do in Ramadan, a process of tazkiyah, it comes down clean. It returns to us, ma'an tahura, through drizzle, through rain, through snow, barakah and manfa'ah, a blessing and a benefit to everything on earth. Point number three. The metaphor in which water, or the metaphors that are numerous, where, or parables in the Quran where water is referred to, it is often used to symbolize even paradise itself, or even righteousness, or sometimes the mercy of Allah. But references to paradise and water are quite frequent in the Quran, numerous places. And we can certainly deduce from that, that water, as we have noted, is an essential component of our life, but not only of living on this earth, but water is also an essential component of the landscape of the gardens of paradise. So we ask, may Allah make us of those who are deserving of the promised reward, where Allah assures, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Unto those who have truly attained faith, and those who manifest their faith in good deeds, give them glad tidings and the good news that for them shall be gardens in paradise, through which you'll find flowing water. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.